The park's funding comes from the Brownbridge Trust, a savings account of oil and gas royalties from the Brownbridge Quiet Area south of Traverse City. In 2014, voters capped the Brownbridge Trust Fund at $12 million over a period of 5 years. Any money above that amount is supposed to go toward park improvements. At the time, the Traverse City Commission predicted there would be about $3 million for parks, so they decided to spend $1.5 million on Hickory Hills.
I was so disappointed that the City Commission saw nothing wrong with pledging up to $1.5 million of that money, that pot of money, that cookie jar, if you will, to one entity.
That's Denny Scrudato. She's the chair of the Brownbridge Advisory Committee. Scrudato says supporters of Hickory Hills ran an aggressive and organized campaign to find matching funds so they could get the $1.5 million from the city. She says the wording on the ballot led voters to believe all city parks would get Brownbridge funding and not just Hickory Hills.
I do firmly believe that the ballot was extremely misleading.
Brownbridge Advisory Committee Vice Chair Nelson Asper agrees.
The general public reading that thinks, oh good, they're going to improve a lot of parks. And I'm going to say we in general as the Brownbridge Advisory Committee feel that that ballot should have been much more informative to exactly what was going to happen. Tree!
Preserve Hickory wants to expand the popular disc golf course. They also want to build a new lodge and a larger parking lot, plus expand nature trails. Mac McClelland is chairman of the Hickory Hills Advisory Committee. He says supporters of Hickory Hills had been organizing for years and were able to get their proposal ready quickly.
We've had incredible community support. Certainly there's going to be people who, you know, feel like they didn't get their fair share, but there are certainly dollars available for those projects.
Denny Scrudato is concerned about the long term. She says the Brownbridge Parks Improvement Fund is not an endless pot of money.
The gas and oil wells that are on the property out at the Brownbridge Quiet Area that generate the money in the first place, the royalties that the city gets from those wells, well, production is tapering off.
A sharp drop in the price of oil shortly after the Parks Fund was set up didn't help. City Treasurer Bill Tweetmeyer says the city is only averaging $120,000 a year in royalties. That's a third of what they received in the past.
What it boils down to is the timing couldn't have been worse. We took a look at the prior 15 years and the average amount of money that went into Brownbridge Trust from oil royalties averaged about $380,000 a year.
Now the city wants to dip into the fund again, this time for improvements to Lay Park on Union Street. But Mayor Jim Carruthers says the city is playing favorites. At a commission meeting earlier this month, Carruthers said Hanna Park, close to his home, has been asking for funding for 15 years.
I'm just questioning the fact that we've basically elevated this park to preferred status when a lot of other parks have been out there for a long time on our capital improvement plans. Park and Rec has been working on a lot of other small parks. I understand the reasoning, but it's politics that has moved this forward.
Right now, the city is committed to five park projects totaling $1.8 million, but the Brownbridge Trust Parks Improvement Fund only has $1.5 million. Carruthers says the city must review projects more carefully.
We've hired a new Parks and Rec director, and it's my hope that they will spend more time vetting projects and putting forward budgets that will support, you know, funding these projects.
A full financial report on the Brownbridge Parks Trust Fund is expected to be presented to the City Commission next week. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Caroline McGregor.